That's not the one I expected.
It'd still be maybe my favorite line of the musical.
Did someone say Draco Malfoy?
And it's even better because no one said Draco Malfoy.
Yeah, no one said Draco Malfoy.
That's one of my favorite things is that actually no one.
The icon.
No one said Draco Malfoy. I like Draco Malfoy.
Me too.
And Draco Malfoy lives here in town.
Laura does?
Yeah.
Really?
She actually lives here, and she...
Let me interview you.
She does lessons for people for, like, theater auditions.
Really?
People who are, like, nervous and want to, like, understand how to do their theater auditions.
That's incredible.
She teaches things here. She lives here in L.A. Yeah, and she was fantastic.
Absolutely.
My favorite character. And my favorite character of what?
A Harry Potter musical.
Yes.
The musical by Starkid. Get used to seeing Starkid. You're going to see so much Starkid stuff in the future. Starkid has... incredible stuff.
Yeah, and so what are we doing here?
Oh, hi. Welcome to Validate Me. This is a podcast where we talk about stuff that was not my intro that I planned. Sorry. This is a podcast where me and my dad show each other media in hopes that the other will validate them and think it's cool.
Yeah, so I make Presley watch like 80s and 90s stuff typically. Or at least things I was into in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And then Presley makes me watch stuff that she's into right now, her and her friends are into, and then we kind of compare notes on them.
Indeed.
Yeah. Hell and yeah. This Presley assigned me a Harry Potter musical.
Yes.
From Starkid, right?
Woo!
And so this this was performed at the University of Michigan in 2009.
2009, so
it's,
baby.
It's funny because it was in 2009. Whenever it was uploaded to YouTube, it's like 24 3-minute videos.
Well, yeah, you couldn't make them like they're actually up to 9 minutes. I think you weren't allowed to upload videos longer than 10 minutes on YouTube at the time.
Oh no, I think they're much less than that. Do any of these go up to 9 minutes?
Yeah,
I don't think any of the ones I watched go up to 9 minutes.
I must have been
watching smaller chunks because I have like 20-something videos. But yeah, I pulled them all together into Premiere and I watched them all together anyway, so it was fine.
Like 16 in Act One, 9 in Act Two.
No, I think it was more than that for me.
Oh.
Yeah. Whatever it was. It was really funny. You could tell how old it was because there were so many little videos.
And
they're
very
low-quality
videos.
And they are, like, the resolution isn't great on them, but it's super funny. And I couldn't tell... I'm totally getting sidetracked here already. Like,
already?
Very early in the podcast to get sidetracked, but that's okay. I couldn't tell if it was just a bunch of people in the audience shot it and they put them all together... like with the camera angles, or if it was intended, like they had people like shooting it from different angles, kind of professionally.
Because
this was like the first one, right? This was the Starkid's first big thing, right? I just couldn't tell for sure if it was like, oh, hey, this other person shot this cool angle, let's use this and drop it in a little bit.
I think it was, they probably shot themselves.
It doesn't really matter. It makes zero difference whatsoever. I just had that thought at one point while I was watching.
They generally shoot them themselves. So.
And I also heard or read or something that, there was a like bawdier version of it, I guess, that happened first and wasn't sort of YouTube friendly, YouTube safe.
I want to see it so
badly. And so they did an edited version, a performance of it that is what we actually saw on YouTube. And so, yeah, I would love to know what was in the other version of
that
production. It was not safe for YouTube.
Not safe for YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. So, so what I say, like 2009?
Yes, 2009.
This, the acting troupe, whatever you want to call them, the theater group Starkid, they're producing these small things. I don't, they weren't actually part of University of Michigan, right? It wasn't like a University of Michigan club or something, but it was probably a lot of students at university. It was clearly a bunch of college kids and stuff like that, right? And it's outstanding. Like I'm really looking forward to talking about it because it was a lot of fun.
It was so fun.
I did want to point out. So Lauren, is that her name?
Yes.
It was probably my favorite character. Although like several people grew on me throughout the course of the performance, but she was always fantastic whenever she was on stage. Harry Potter, who?
Oh yeah. What's his name? I love Darren Criss.
Okay, so you know what else he's gone on to do?
I know some of the stuff he's gone on to do.
What do you know that he went on to do?
I know that he's done like a lot of really popular stuff. He spoke at one of the events. That's the thing. They're all the Emmys.
Oh, he did? He really?
He spoke at one
like
of
an
them.
Award show.
He was at an award show.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
That's I saw that in some of the comments. I've like. Vaguely am aware that he exists, and he's done a lot more popular things now. He's really cool.
Yeah, so he was one of the main guys in Glee.
That might be it. I've never seen
it. It seems like it was one of the later seasons, not later, but like second or third season, mm-hmm. when there was an all boys school and the Warblers was the singing group at the school, and he was the head of the Warblers, and Mommy and I really loved him when he was on that. He's actually had a turn as Hedwig on Broadway.
Really?
Yeah. Would love to have seen him as Hedwig on Broadway. That would have been really awesome to see him do
that. All I know about Glee is that they're really infamous for having terrible fan fiction. So
okay, but there's probably more to know about that.
That's my Glee knowledge.
And then, like, I would say, just kicking off again, like at the beginning of it, I thought that I loved the way the audience was super into it, like right from the get go. And maybe it makes more sense because there was this other version of it that was performed, and so maybe people were aware of it. And this was even like a later performance, and people had seen it and stuff. Like, people were really like cheering and yelling, and it was a super rowdy crowd. And so I love the. Like, there's this something like very Shakespearean about, like, when you learn about Shakespeare.
Shakespeare would have loved this.
Yeah, right. When you learn about Shakespeare, one of the things you learn is that, like, it wasn't like Broadway. Like, people dress up in suits and ties and go to the show, and everybody's all prim and proper and stuff. It was a real like rowdy crowd, and it was like a common man's kind of thing to do. And so whenever I see a performance like this and the crowd is all kind of rowdy and super into it and stuff, like in the right environment, like in the wrong environment, that really bugs me. It really pisses me off when somebody's being inappropriately distracting. But in the right environment like this, it's a lot of fun. And that, we're going to come full circle to that. We're opening up with that, and then we'll close with it too. But that's a spoiler for next thought, Amy.
Spoilers.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I'm going to talk about podcast stuff like for 2 seconds. Because
please.
So is my mic really hot, or is it just my headphones?
What, you like the hissing?
No, I can hear myself.
You hear yourself really loud.
You
don't seem to be super hot to me.
Cool.
If you are, I'll fix it in post. Then people won't even know that it happened.
Wink.
I can bring you down a little bit if you want me to, but you look okay. I'm watching the levels and things look okay.
Yeah, I'll just turn my headphones down.
If you get loud, we'll deal
podcast
with it.
Podcast talk on the podcast. Okay. Definitely the best thing to be talking about.
Save it
about.
For your podcast.
That would be a fun podcast.
It would be.
So, I guess we'll just dive right on.
Yeah, please. Kick us off.
So, we're kicking this off with Gotta Get Back to Hogwarts. And this is always really fun because there is an annual Get Back to Hogwarts party where a bunch of people get together and grab it and watch this. And so you missed that because you didn't want to watch it until... We could have done that for the podcast.
Oh, they watch this musical?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you were saying they watch Harry Potter.
No, they watch this musical.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's a Get Back to Hogwarts party. It's super fun.
Like in September? Like
September
back to
1st.
School time? Yeah. Oh, that's pretty cool.
It's really
maybe
fun.
I'll do it next year.
Yes, it's really fun.
I will participate next year.
Because like everyone knows the musical so well.
Yeah.
Woo! And so I do it with a bunch of people every September 1st.
I wrote down in my notes that I loved the rhymes that he did with Dursleys, but I didn't write down what any of them were.
Hold on.
Which is pretty typical for this podcast.
Yeah.
That kind of fits well with No, don't worry about it. Let's not do live lookups and for dead air
lookups
while we're trying to do stuff here. But yeah, I thought that the rhymes were really cool with the Dursleys, and it was super funny, and the audience again was responding. And the other thing I wrote down was there's this... It is a theme even here on Validate Me with like several of the things that we've talked about, including Be More Chill and lots of different things with like, I want to go back to school where everybody knows I'm cool.
Yeah.
And like guys like us will be cool in college. Right. And like this idea that, later, like this other environment that I'm going to be into is where people will finally realize how cool I am.
I know.
And like, it's actually true in Harry Potter's case.
Most of the things
we talk about is not true at all. I think it was kind of neat that this was the first time. Like, that's been a theme in media that we've consumed here. This is the first time maybe ever that it's actually been true that Harry Potter is way cooler at Hogwarts
than he is
with the Dursleys on Privet Drive.
I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
One of my friends who has read Harry Potter, I think a total of 9 times, is going to be watching this podcast, and she's
nine times. Mrs. Bueller. See, I just told you that comes up all the time. Trusty didn't believe me. She said 9 times about something. Maybe it was even this in the car the other day. And I was like, do you know the 9 times thing? And she's like, what are you talking about? Oh, you've watched Ferris Bueller 9 times. And she's like, she looked at me like I was crazy. But see, it comes up all the time. People say 9 times enough that you can say the 9 times thing and people will get it.
Okay.
Okay. And it's awesome.
Yeah. She just read Harry Potter like 9 times.
I need it on my soundboard.
Yes. I guarantee you after she watches this podcast, I'm going to get such a long rant over Skype about how inaccurate my knowledge of Harry Potter is. Because I don't know anything.
Well, that was one of my things with this song too, was I really, really, like, I love Draco. Let's just, okay, I'm just going to, when I talk about how much I love other people, that doesn't mean I don't love Draco more. Okay. So let's just, well, that's a caveat for the rest of this podcast. I thought Draco was phenomenal. And when I say I love somebody else, I stand Draco in this thing for sure. But I loved Ron. And Ron was like the least like his character of, in my opinion, of anyone in the musical. I mean, maybe Dumbledore. Now that I think about it and say it out loud, it was probably Dumbledore. But Ron just didn't seem a lot like
Dumbledore.
Ron
was just like
Ron Weasley.
No.
And
I'll fight
so
you.
I loved him. That I loved that part about him.
Hi, it's me, Presley, known Ron Weasley lover. literally anyone who's ever talked to me about Harry Potter knows I love Ron to death. Mm. I love him so much.
Mm. I liked this Ron better.
Me too.
Yeah.
This Ron is like really well, the Ron in this musical, everyone in this musical really highlights the characters so much better than the actual books. This is J.K. Rowling free zone. So basically, yeah, it highlights Ron's loyalty, and it highlights like loyalty as a friend and how like tight he was with Harry.
Yeah.
Which was not highlighted enough in the books, in my opinion.
Right.
Because they were like such good bros, and no one talks about it ever.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like,
so
sad.
He played like the sidekicky kind of role and the tongue in cheek aspect of the side. Like, I thought it was really great. I want to see more from that. I actually looked up and see some of the stuff that he's done too. We're going to have to check out some of the other things he's done because I really loved that, the guy that played him.
I would love to play Ron because most of the time he's just eating.
Yeah, right.
Like,
yeah,
I love that.
I have a couple of sound clips
of Ron Weasley
that we'll
eating.
Get to later. Yeah, let me see if I can actually find it. Are you ready? All right.
Accio double stuff.
That was one of my favorite.
Accio double stuff.
And they were in his hands, which is even funnier. He just had a bag of double stuff. And that
literally
was in a scene.
Whole thing of double stuff.
That was in a scene later. That was. A lot of it plays off of the Harry Potter, like the first, I mean, almost all of the books, in different elements of it, right? But they had to fight the dragons. Like Hermione and Ron snuck into the tent, and like Snape comes in and yells at Hermione but doesn't say anything to Ron, which was just super funny.
And then Ron's like, bye, Snape.
Later,
Snape. She's like, bye.
Yeah, those little things were very, very clever and funny. But I'll try and do them in time with the conversation.
I'll have a designated Snape time later.
Yes, you will.
I will talk about Snape.
Yeah.
I can and will complain about Snape for hours.
So, I also had a...
not Snape in this musical. Snape was great in this musical.
I had a... there's an interesting thing that's coming up here. So Hermione, and so I had Ron as Jack to Hermione's Kate throughout this entire musical.
Harry literally said, hold
on. Oh my God! Hermione, shut up!
Shut up, Kate!
Shut up, Kate! Oh my God. I just totally lost my audio.
Me too.
No idea what just happened. I don't know. Okay, I think all right, we are clearly still recording. But somehow it's not making it to our hip. Oh, hey. Oh, kind of came back. Hey, we're back. And we're back. Technical difficulties, folks.
We broke it.
Bear with us.
Oh, no.
So as the first of a couple of Lost references.
There's going to be a few.
They reminded me very much of Kate and Jack.
Yeah, because there's a line.
In ways that I was super entertained by.
Let me find it.
No, it'll come.
Okay.
Yeah. I've even got that on the soundboard.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. This is like how I think the Golden Trio like is at their best.
Mm-hmm.
Minus the Hermione hate. Don't stand the Hermione hate.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like just the dynamics are really well. I love Jock Harry so much, and that's absolutely how I think he would be.
Who's
like
that?
Taking after his
Who are
dad.
We talking about?
Harry as like a super jock, stereotypical
jock.
Oh,
yeah.
Like knowing
yeah.
his dad was James Potter
yeah,
makes
sure.
me think he would absolutely sure. act like that.
No, like it was super funny the way they played on like Harry not preparing for anything and like Hermione doing all the work and him relying on everybody to sort of I thought that was super funny. And Hermione was everybody was excellent, right?
Right. Hermione is a good.
Like she was super funny, and I think she developed the most maybe of a lot of the characters in the story. Like I liked seeing how she changed over the course of the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you got? Keep going.
I keep getting distracted. This is one of those things where I kept getting distracted and laughing at the musical instead of writing
stuff. Okay, so this is one of my favorite lines that I didn't get a sound clip from.
Oh.
Hermione says, this year I plan to study a lot. And Ron says, that would be cool if you were actually hot.
Iconic.
That was super Ron and Hermione. Mm-hmm. Like, that kind of worked. And then Cho Chang showed up.
Oh, yeah. Cho Chang.
Domo arigato. She's not Japanese.
Cho Chang. That's not even a Japanese name.
No, that's what I mean. Like, it's not even Japanese. Like, not only was she not Japanese, which was super funny that she wasn't Japanese.
Bitch, I ain't Cho Chang.
Bitch, I ain't Cho Chang. Bitch, I ain't Cho Chang.
So, yeah,
racist sister.
Yeah, racist sister. I actually have that in my notes. Damn, Jenny, racist sister.
I'm going to complain about Cho Chang for a little bit. So just because Cho Chang is literally her name in the books.
The abuse of Cho Chang, I think, was... or not, the abuse of Cho Chang. The abuse of Jenny was super funny, too, right? Yeah. I thought was really good.
I love what they did with Cho Chang, because Cho Chang is like a noted, like, excuse me, J.K.?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Her name is Cho Chang. What the hell?
I thought too that the Oculus Reparo was like a really good like they played a little sound effect and stuff like that was actually like stagecraft. Like
that
it was
really
the
cool.
most advanced stagecraft of the entire show.
You mean the dragon wasn't?
I thought it was really I did love the dragon. I did love Puff the Magic Dragon when he appeared. Like no, I thought that was fantastic. And then you get after a racist sister, that's when you actually have.
Did someone say Draco Malfoy?
I love this extra. This is the correct Draco Malfoy.
It is a very extra Draco Malfoy. That is an excellent way to describe the Draco in this thing.
He's
is
so
very extra. I have a thing too, like everyone laughs when Hermione starts singing in the audience, but you can't see why. Like something happens on stage, like some character comes. I think it may be Draco related, but like the shot is a close up of Hermione maybe and Harry, and the audience just laughs out loud because it's a time when everybody's kind of coming out on stage and you can't tell like what they laughed
maybe
at. Like
Draco
I wish
was,
I knew
like, rolling on stage.
I wish I knew what they were laughing at. Like I think that I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, and then here in my notes is where I already put, at this point, Draco is my favorite. Like, right after that line, like, Draco makes an appearance. I'm like, okay.
Draco Malfoy. You
right,
know.
I like Draco.
Y'all know, if you've, like, talked to me ever, I love extra characters so much.
Yeah.
I would kill for, like, anyone if they're way too extra. You can see it in my writing. I make so many extra characters because I love them so much. We stand Draco.
I thought there was a super funny when Dumbledore said Mr. Ginny Weasley.
Mr. Ginny Weasley. I don't think that was on purpose.
Oh, no. There's no way that was on purpose. There's no way.
I really don't
it was
think
on
that
purpose.
Was on purpose.
But it was perfect. Like it should have been. Like that's the kind of thing they should have written. It was so perfect and so good. Right.
Oh, and then we've got where he does all the houses. We have my house talk. And all the Slytherins go, so it's sort of like Gryffindor, and the Gryffindors go, woo! Or they go, Gryffindor! And then there's like two people that do Ravenclaw, and then we've got the Hufflepuffs are particularly good finders thing, which we're going to talk about in a second.
Hufflepuffs are particularly good finders.
And then all the Slytherins go, Slytherin! That is us.
Oh, they also, I totally
we
forgot
scream
to,
it.
I meant to grab, like they do the Globo Gym thing from Dodgeball, it looks
Excuse
like.
Me?
I don't know, like maybe this was before Dodgeball, I have to look it
I've
up. I don't think
Dodgeball.
It was, but they do like this.
Oh, yeah.
But like that was totally in, and maybe it came from something else. I don't know. I have to look and get my timelines correct.
Slytherins are
but it
like
was totally
that.
Like the Draco thing. I also
You're
during the house thing, the reason they weren't doing the sorting thing,
a scarf of sexual preference.
Like that's pretty awesome. The sorting cap
hat.
The sorting cap. It's a ball cap. The sorting hat and the scarf of sexual preference won't be back for a year or whatever. Like that's
Iconic.
Super funny.
A scarf of sexual preference.
Yeah. So that's Dumbledore. Like if you want to talk about how different characters are, like that's actually Dumbledore.
No, that's just Dumbledore all the time.
That's
my Dumbledore.
That's pretty funny.
Hashtag my Dumbledore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that like so much. Honestly, that would be so entertaining. I'm pretty sure someone on IO3 has done a fic where there is a scarf of sexual preference.
Oh yeah.
I want to
yeah.
read it so bad
you
I haven't yet.
I wonder what it would look like.
It just really changes to the pride flag colors.
Here's my next.
Now, can anyone tell me what foreshadowing?
So there's Snape. That's
okay.
So for those of you who haven't watched this yet, that's what Snape sounds like.
Yeah.
He's pretty awesome.
Now, can anyone tell me what foreshadowing?
I don't know. Everybody's my favorite character. Right?
Yeah. Like, I love Snape. He does this weird, like, it was like kind of a weird character choice, but it fit where he does this with his hands constantly.
Yeah, which is great to do on a podcast.
Oh, I forgot. Well,
hashtag Presley's hands.
Presley's hand. I'll do a motion with my hands, what my hands were doing.
But he's also drawing a lot of attention to his hands because then one of them becomes a hook later. Spoiler alert.
What was that explained? Did I miss that?
It was an unrelated accident.
Did that explain?
No, he lopped it off in the graveyard. Like, that's how they knew it was Snape in the graveyard, because he's like, come on. Like, it's too big a coincidence. Like, one of the Death Eaters cuts his hands off, and the next day at school, Snape is missing a hand.
Right, yeah.
He's he told me it was an unrelated accident.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about that somehow. See, I forget about everything on this podcast. But, like, for some reason, I just thought, just suddenly, his hand was a hook. And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, sounds like something they do.
In addition to doing, can someone tell me what foreshadowing is? Which is super funny. Like, yes. They should do that in all school shows. Like, you should be covering foreshadowing when you do it. The other thing they should have said is, so can someone tell me what Deus Ex Machina is? Because, like, there's no shortage of that in this. I think it would have been super funny if they had. It would have been funnier to me if they had done Deus Ex Machina. But, yeah, but whatever. Okay, so that's where I've got my Global Gem salute. Quirrell comes in.
Quirrell? Icon. Quirrell. Yeah, we're going to call him Quirrell from now on.
Quirrell?
No, yeah. I like Quirrell. Accurate.
Because I actually like, I wrote down in the song too that I like that he rhymed it with squirrel.
Yeah.
I thought that was super funny. And then Draco yells, go home, terrorist. Which I think was horrible and funny.
Really horrible, at the same time. Really funny.
And then...
just pays attention.
Is this Stumbledore?
That was a rhetorical question.
No, it's Quirrell.
Yeah.
Right?
That was a rhetorical question.
Because Hermione keeps jumping in and answering all of the questions.
Which was me.
Yes, it was you.
It was me. I don't know how to take things not literally.
And maybe my second favorite line.
10 points to Dumbledore.
10 points to Dumbledore. That's our Dumbledore. We love.
For the smartest kid of your generation, sometimes you can be a real idiot. Or dumbass, or whatever it was that he called her. He gave himself 10 points. Like, that's fantastic. So good.
Yes.
So good.
Did your turban just... sneeze?
No, that was simply a fart.
Like, iconic. Only fart joke I will allow in anything ever.
And then I love the fact, this is the little thing too, like he said that was simply a fart, and then when he's walking off he does it again and he goes, I simply farted again. Like, he used simply for both times. Simply. It was simply a fart and I simply farted again.
Just simply.
It's really awesome.
Sit down, you inarticulate bum.
Oh, poor Hermione.
I know.
That's
poor
not
Hermione.
Good. And then, like, the silliest, like, Wile E. Coyote bomb sandwich shows up for some reason.
It's so good, though.
You got Snape trying to kill Dumbledore like Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner throughout the whole thing. I thought that was super crazy funny.
Excuse me, sir. Your sandwich is ticking.
Oh, I wrote that there's the Ghostbusters quote when they're talking about that would be bad. What do you mean by bad? Well, imagine every proton in the universe reversing itself.
Yeah,
so that's from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
I thought that was super funny. We learn about pig farts.
This is where we get a bunch of quality rolling on the floor, Draco.
Yeah, Malfoy rolling around, pig farts. They called Potter Star Kid Potter.
Woo.
Which I was wondering, like, is that the origin of Star Kid, or was it already called Star Kid before and then they worked it into the show?
Sounds like it's a name drop, yeah.
Was it a name drop, or was it like, oh, that was really good, we should call ourselves Star Kid going forward? Since this was one of the first things they did, I was curious about that. I have to do more research to find out.
And then he calls Harry a Star Kid, and then he calls Harry Moon Shoes, and that made me think about Moon Shoes. I want my Moon Shoes back. I love my Moon Shoes.
Like your bouncy Moon Shoes?
Yeah.
Oh, you hated those.
Oh, well, they were too big.
You loved the theory of those, but you actually hated the rubber bandy Moon Shoes.
Well, yeah, because I didn't ever wear shoes with them because I hated shoes even more than I do now, and they were really painful.
Yeah, you didn't actually love the things.
I want my Moon Shoes back anyway.
Yeah, so then you got Quirrell and Voldemort going to bed.
They got
which I thought was super funny.
I love the arms that they do.
I did think, so I will say that if we want to, like, dive into the realism of the Harry Potter musical for a second. Like, are they're just now figuring out that they can't sleep in a certain position? Like, I would think by now they probably have resolved with
the
best sleeping.
Like,
this seems like not the first time they've ever slept on a bed together in this position, and so that seemed kind of odd that they were just now figuring that out. I'm gonna pop the bubble for a second.
Hold it at least.
And say, like, that would have been worth making a statement about.
Yeah.
All right.
And then their
odd couple song,
iconic.
Different as Can Be, which I thought was fantastic.
We stan.
I did like Ginny's song, which came right after that.
Oh yeah.
When he said that's in Canada. He said, like, Winnipeg, I think is what he said. That's in Canada. Like, that was one of my favorite lines. That's in Canada. It was super funny.
So good.
And, like, there's this, I don't know, like, the shtick of everything he's saying rhymes with Jenny.
Yeah.
But he's singing it for Cho Chang. And oh, this doesn't work at all with your name in it. Like, I don't know. It's like so ham-handed, but so funny.
It's
so well done.
And then Jenny, this is something in my notes, Jenny goes, well, yeah, she really is beautiful. And then Mary goes, no, are you out of your mind? She's super mega foxy awesome hot. Which is me talking about any female character I love.
Right. And then he said also, like, you know, more than any other girl here. Like, it's
in my immediate friend group.
Yeah, that's sort of, yeah, in my immediate friend group. That's a super funny shtick of like, yeah.
Yeah.
Telling the best friend.
Yeah.
Like, that he doesn't know anybody as hot as that chick. Like, that's, yeah.
Jenny's voice is really nice, too. She has a really good voice.
Oh, happy as a squirrel is what he said.
Happy as a squirrel.
Yeah.
When I'm with squirrel.
Oh, and when this is when they sort of meet the dragons and they start the challenge.
Oh, you skipped all the way over there?
Isn't that, that's kind of where I'm at, right? Different as can be, too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
if you have more, let's go.
There. I lied.
But he says, like, are you guys ready to fight some dragons? No, of course you're not. You're just children. What was I thinking?
Yeah. Anyways, when they're in the invisibility cloak,
yeah.
Harry goes, I have this present left to me by my dad. My dad that's dead. My father's dead. I have a dead father. Icon.
Yes. This is also when when Dumbledore comes in and he's like, holy shit, Granger, I thought you were a bogart. I lost audio again.
Oh no.
We're coming back. All right, we're back.
Hi.
That was fast. All right, I've got to stop doing whatever it was. I mean, although the hiss went away.
Hey, we fixed it. We did something, right?
That's a good thing.
Woo.
Yeah. All right, I thought that was super funny. And then yeah. Like lining up to fight the dragons was really awesome. I've got that his dragon song, the Goodnight Dragon thing, was super cool. And
wait, you're skipping all the way there?
No, but that's where we just said they're getting ready to start the challenge.
Okay, that well, there's the stuff challenge. That happens between they get started. Okay,
right.
So first of all, he tries to trade his Grushers and his fruit roll-ups with Draco. That was very good.
Yes,
and
right.
Now it's making me really want Gushers.
And he wouldn't
Gushers
do it.
So long.
Like,
yeah.
The funny part was that he actually, in the end, he wouldn't pull it off because of, like, his bugles.
Yeah.
Was it his bugles? He wouldn't trade his bugles to fight, like a different dragon.
Hungarian Horndale.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, and then also there's the goat, which we're just neglecting talking about, I guess.
Oh, hey, I missed a... Oh. Oh, yeah.
Emotionally.
Oh, I did miss one thing. So when I've got Harry, when he was singing his first song.
Oh, yeah.
That it was his I Love Play rehearsal.
I love
So play. For some reason, it really reminded me of I Love Play rehearsal.
Because it is fun.
And then somehow I got a Voldemort scream. I'm not sure where that came from, but I'm going to play it.
Okay.
I don't remember where that is.
Neither.
It's been too long since I watched it, but I thought at the time I thought it was interesting.
And then this is where this is.
Oh yeah, that's funny. Go ahead.
Sorry. Cedric is just the most Hufflepuff person ever because he has this line where he like looks Harry in the eyes and he's just like, "I'm gonna kill you," with a big smile on his face. That's the most Hufflepuff thing I've ever seen.
I liked the goat art. It's just what I had in my notes, and it took me a second to remember what it was. But like the goat they were feeding to the dragons, with
yeah.
just like that stand up like set really dressing for the goat. I thought that was fantastic.
Was
I really
goat.
Love that. And then I wrote Mushu from Mulan.
Maybe you'll just have
none
to
of them
Mushu
actually
from
fought.
Mulan.
What now?
Oh, Ron said maybe
oh, is that what it was?
Mushu from Mulan or Puff the Magic Dragon.
I was just thinking, did I make that up and put it in my notes? Like sometimes I forget my notes and I don't know what the hell I'm talking about because I do like very very brief.
Oh,
it just says Mushu
what I'm
from
saying,
Mulan, and I was
it.
Like, what the hell? I didn't pull a sound clip. I didn't do anything. I just thought that was funny. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh. Or Puff, and they did kind of end up fighting people like that.
Yeah,
right?
It was Puff the Magic Dragon, Figment the Dragon of Imagination,
Figment,
and then the other one.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
remember the name of it.
Yeah.
It's the, like, sad one or whatever.
Yeah.
Harry Potter bard icon. I've literally...
Oh, yeah.
I've done something almost exactly like this, where I am infamous...
You've played guitar and put a dragon to sleep?
In D&D.
Something almost exactly like that?
In D&D.
Okay, I'm curious. Let's hear how almost exactly like that it was.
Okay. So my friends know me. When people play D&D with me, I always do bards and tieflings because I'm gay. And so once I ruined my friends, like they made this encounter with a giant evil mermaid and I seduced it by playing a song. And then my character got married to it and they ended up having 10 kids. So
very nice.
That's what happened. This is, bards are icons and I love them so much.
Yeah.
Roll to seduce.
Okay. All right. I think I'm at the Yule Ball.
Oh, boy. Yeah, so this is Draco talks about Pansy Parkinson, and I don't like Pansy Parkinson.
They started playing, like, the Seinfeld... Seinfeld bass line when Ron would come in on stage.
They did.
And they did it like three times and then never did it again. It was like super funny. Like I wrote down, oh, that's super. There's like a bow, 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 bow. And then Ron comes in like he's Kramer, like popping in the set. And but then they stopped doing it. Yeah, it was so good. We'll totally play it. Yeah, I'll show you. I, at least I hope that happened. Maybe I dreamt it. But if I dreamt it, I woke up and wrote it in my notes. So I think I probably did not. And then I thought that Hermione's, like, I used to think that looks don't matter. But then, like, that was an interesting commentary on Hermione, even in the movies.
Yeah.
That, like, I never thought about it. And, like, movies. I guess it is. Yeah, in the I'm thinking about the movies here. That's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm not mentioning the author.
That's
so,
fair.
Yeah. But, like, this idea that, like, this stick-to-itiveness of being who she is and being true to herself and stuff. And then it was kind of at the ball in the dress that like Ron noticed her and like things changed. Like it wasn't that Ron came to appreciate her for who she is as like the nerdy smart girl thing. Mm-hmm. Like it was that he became infatuated with her because her looks changed.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a shitty thing. I totally never thought about it. And just this one line where like, then, hey, I used to think looks didn't matter. And then I realized they do.
Appreciate her.
I don't even know if that happened.
I'm just going to say that because I love Hermione a lot.
Sure. In headcanon, he totally did. Yeah, I thought that I never really thought about it in that way. So I thought that was an interesting thing to say. Oh, hey, this character was really awesome and was like a super amazing person. And it took her putting a dress on and doing her hair and makeup for people to realize how nice she was.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's kind of shitty.
I know.
And it was kind of like she's the one. And like, we talked about the movie maybe in the last podcast where like people are going. They take the nerdiest kid in the school and turn them into the prom queen kind of thing. Like that whole message is just real crap.
Yeah.
And I've read these books, I've watched the movies, and I never even thought about the fact that like that's what happened. But that's totally what happened, and it was nice. Kudos really for throwing that line in. That was good.
Yeah, that's sad. I don't remember which specific part this was. It might have been Ron and Hermione fighting.
Yeah.
But I wrote that it sounded exactly like every single fake dating fic I've ever read in my entire life. Mm. Like, there was something really...
really over the... Yeah.
Over the top. And it was something, like, just... No, it wasn't. It was at the end of Voldemort and Quirrell's duet, where they were sort of talking about, and they were their bodies splitting.
Yeah.
And it was this, like, kind of sad thing, like, oh, okay, this is ending, we're not going to be able to sleep in the same bed anymore. Yep, that's cool.
No, it was super, like, odd couple and people breaking up, and it was very much. It
sounds exactly like the end of fake dating in every single fic I've ever read in my entire life, and I found it so funny, because it's just like that. I wonder if, like, they're inspired by that.
I've also got this interesting, so Granger Danger, one of my favorite productions in the show. Like, I really love the song. I like the way they put it together and stuff. And I've got this one line that happened right around that time.
HB's gonna take his own advice, pal.
What does he call himself?
Wait, do it again.
HB's gonna take his own advice, pal.
Like, it sounds like H and P.
Right.
Like, I think he's calling himself Harry Potter. Like, Harry Potter's going to take his own advice. Right. But he says HTP. Like, does he have a middle name? Is it Harry?
Thomas
Potter? Is it HTP? Somebody out there know Harry? I'm sure there's somebody out there that knows Harry Potter's middle name.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's somebody out there that's appalled that I don't know Harry Potter's middle name.
I don't know Harry Potter's middle
name. But it sounds like he's saying HTP is going to take his own advice.
This is one of the things I'm going to get yelled at about.
Is not knowing Harry Potter's middle name?
Yeah. Mm. It might be Harry James Potter.
No, I don't.
HJP?
Yeah. I don't think he said. Let's play that again. All right, here we go. Ready?
HJP's gonna take his own advice, Tom.
That could be HJP.
HJP's gonna take his own advice.
It could
Tom.
Be HJP. Yeah. It might be Harry James Potty. I can't say more.
Harry Potty.
I don't know how to speak.
Yeah, there's more Jack and Kate that throws around in there.
There literally is. Harry says something along the lines of, I swear, it's here. It's right here. It's in my notes in this point. Where is it? Hold on. Oh. Yeah, yeah, so it's a girl, Harry says, I'm going to like that little advice. Girls really don't like it when you shout at them. That's what it was.
That sounds like...
Jack and Kate.
It sounds like Sawyer talking to Jack. I'm going to let you in on a little something here. Girls don't like it when you yell at them. All right, I don't know what this is.
Everybody make way for Potter.
Oh my God, that was really loud. Sorry about that. I'm going to bring it down again.
Everybody make way for a pot of array.
I just did that because you're taking dance. and you're going to learn all about Pot of Rice. I thought it was super funny that they mentioned Pot of Rice. Everybody make way.
That was so loud, it scared me.
And then,
so
oh, like we also crying. So you're Thomas Jefferson and I'm Sally Hemings. Like, that's super funny and like super offensive and terrible.
I know.
Yeah, like that was that. That's something a college kid would write for sure because you're probably studying. You're in some kind of history class and you're learning about that.
Oh, yeah. This might be the Voldemort scream because I have it in here where I just have like a weird sound in there somewhere. Maybe that's Voldemort scream.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
And then this is when, Draco is squaring up to Ron, for some reason, I don't remember why, but, they're squaring up, and I just wrote, oh my god, he's so small, he's so little, he's so bi, and so tiny. Like, look, if you look at the height difference, it's so much.
Oh yeah, with respect to between those two characters,
Tiny
sure.
Draco is canon king.
Yes. I love
Tiny Draco.
Yes.
It's, I think the fact that he's so extra is, due to the fact that he's so very small.
That could be.
He's
it
just so
hurt.
Little.
It doesn't hurt him, for sure.
For sure.
Okay, where am I at? Oh, yeah, I'm down here.
Where are you?
Oh, yeah, so I'm actually kind of starting Act 2.
Where?
Where? In here in my notes.
Oh, no. Wait, where does Act 2 start?
What are they talking about? Someone's flu tube channel.
Oh, yeah. How are you already there?
Yeah.
So there's the whole Kill the Spare thing. I remember Kill the Spare really vividly because it came up in my nightmares for several years.
What is that?
Kill the Spare is something that they say right before they kill Cedric Diggory in the books.
Oh, interesting. Kill the what?
Spare.
Oh, the Spare. Okay. All right.
That was in my nightmares for so very long because I was so scared of that one line.
Right.
Kill the Spare.
Yeah, things got a little intense there.
That was scared. Yeah. That was scary. That got really intense.
Yeah.
Anyways, the reasons why the books are worse than this musical, there's no tap dancing Voldemort in the books.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We get to see
Pot of Beret.
Woohoo! Yes. Okay. Here's when Bellatrix shows up. I'm a known...
Oh, in the graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm a known Bellatrix phobe.
You really?
I don't like Bellatrix. Bellatrix in this musical is better than Bellatrix in the book, but I'm just generally appalled to all versions of Bellatrix.
Oh, I like
You know what she did.
I liked her in the movies, though.
You know
and
what
she did.
And I
like the actress. I know.
Like,
as
much as I love... villain ladies, like my villain lady lesbian energies will not come.
You know what she did. Let's talk about that. Are you, how much on a scale of 1 to 10 upset are you that there was no Sirius Black in this Harry Potter musical?
Well, there was a mention of him, but he was dead.
Yeah.
So
right.
I cry and I sob.
Yeah.
I understand it.
Yeah.
Like, I understand. Like, they couldn't have gotten a Sirius Black. They couldn't have gotten someone old enough to play Sirius Black. Plus, if they're going to do Sirius Black...
Yeah, Dumbledore. Dumbledore's older than Sirius Black.
That's
older,
fair.
First day with the new lips.
He's just... Okay, I want them to do Sirius Black justice, and I know they would have,
mm-hmm.
but there is a sequel. He might be in the sequel.
It's possible.
I don't know. I haven't seen the sequel, actually.
Who had a flu tube channel? I can't remember.
Voldemort.
Voldemort had a flu tube channel? Yeah.
Iconic.
And then
flu powder power.
Zephron. Flying around 17 again. That was quotes from 17 again.
Ooh.
Happening.
Wait, is that one movie?
Yeah, that's that one movie.
Who was in it? Who was in that movie?
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
That's why.
Yeah, I know Zac Efron was in it, but there was someone else that was in that movie.
I don't know that I've actually seen it. But like it's a guy my age that wakes up and he's him his 17-year-old self again.
Or
it's like a body swap
together.
Kind of thing. Maybe I don't even remember what it was. All right, let's see how loud this is.
We're acting like Garfield on a Monday.
That wasn't too bad. You're acting like Garfield on a Monday. There's no reason for Garfield to hate Mondays. He's a cat. He doesn't have a job.
Actually, the reason for that, which I found out, was really sad.
Did you ask
Jim? I didn't ask
Jim Davis about it.
I didn't ask Jim Davis about it. I don't think. Maybe
so. Presley, for those of you who, for whatever reason, aren't watching the YouTube channel, Presley actually interviewed the guy that mm-hmm. created and draws Garfield. Like, it's kind of nutty.
Jim Davis. You're
and
the Garf to my field.
Nice. He was super, super nice.
He's very nice.
He was a really awesome guy. Yeah.
He's incredible. I don't know if I asked.
Okay, why does Garfield hate Mondays?
He said at one point it's because John is home on the weekends and then he leaves for his job on Mondays.
Oh, that's sad.
I know, that's really sad too. I know.
I expected it to be something not so heartbreaking.
I know, I'm so sad.
Yeah, Clyde's the same way.
And I know.
Clyde does. Because I actually work from home on Fridays, and then I'm home over the weekend, and then on Monday when I get up and go to work, Clyde's not happy about
He's
it.
He's not happy about
oh,
it.
Oh, that's so sad.
I hated to hear that. Oh, hey, I'm going to talk about how Draco gets pants. Okay, so.
Oh, yeah. My next line is Malfoy drops trowel.
Yeah. He's wearing a diaper, too. Anyway. Do you notice how Draco takes this? Do you notice? Because Snape sure didn't take it like that. I mean, this is my Snape rant. I'm a Snape phobe. Mm-hmm. By the way, I just got the URL on Tumblr, snapephobe.tumblr.com. Mm-hmm. Excuse me? How is that not taken? Anyway, follow me, snapephobe.tumblr.com. I'm going to post something there at some point. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I don't know. I'm just mad about Snape all the time. And, like, he took it. He was obviously embarrassed by it. But he didn't, you know, like...
Yeah.
Become Snape.
Well, like, that was...
I hate Snape so much.
That was funny, too, because for, like, the minute leading up to it, I was like, what the hell's wrong with his pants? Like, there was clearly something going on with his pants. And then, like, I was like, why is... What's happening with it? Was there a weird wardrobe change that I didn't notice or something? And then, yeah, it was... And then, oh, okay. Now,
yeah. Now I get it. Like, oh, and then they're talking about... Then they're talking about Spider-Man. They're talking about the Spider-Man movies. This is worse than Spider-Man 3.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And I hated that movie. Right. This is a pre-Spider-Man Homecoming world, and I'm very sorry about that.
I've got, I'll be in the drawing room painting a picture of the stupid looks on your faces.
Iconic.
That's really good.
Now two people are mad at me.
Right.
That's me all the time.
That's pretty good.
Oh, and then he says, Lucius Malfoy.
Yeah.
Lucius Malfoy, son, stuff, boy, boy, yeah, son.
That stuff was pretty funny. So I've got, you know, Malfoy introduced to Voldemort. Yeah. The homemade dark mark.
Oh yeah,
like I would totally get that as a tattoo.
Me too.
Like,
that would be incredible tattoo.
Did you pause it and look at it?
Yeah, it was so good.
Yeah, that's super super good. Like I think that if my homemade dark mark won't convince you, nothing will. Like I thought that was really great.
Oh, and then he was like, "We'll sneak in through the vents. Castles don't have vents."
Yeah, they sure they do.
Why?
I don't know. They have for air to flow through. They're not like powered.
I guess.
Oh, I bet the band guy gives him a snack.
Oh yeah, I love the band guy. The band guy, one of the band guys, looks a lot like the guy playing piano. Looks like Cal from Love, Simon. And I think about it often. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and then there's more talking about Zac Efron. Yeah, Zefron. There's more talking about Zefron, which makes me think that I really need to make you watch High School Musical at one point. Because you haven't seen it, have you?
I have not.
No. How have you not seen High School Musical? Everyone's seen High School Musical. I've seen
it. I also haven't seen 17 again.
I've seen High School Musical.
I probably have, but I don't remember anything about it. All right, here, I've got this one.
I want a mighty Granger and a rocket ship.
I love him so much. Oh,
did
oh no.
Did I lose it again?
What's happening?
All right, we're going to have to replace this headphone splitter, clearly.
I know. Oh, I still can't hear myself.
Yeah, I'll get it back. Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And
well,
it's still good. I can still see it.
Yeah.
I think we're still recording. Hopefully this is all going to work and we'll be able to post this podcast.
I'm
going to
be so sad if it's just gone.
Yeah, all right. So I want Hermione Granger in a rocket ship. I loved the Malfoy Hermione relationship too.
I
think this was better than the books.
Yes.
Like having him in love with her and like trying to hide it and not be
Bicon.
I thought it was really good.
Yes.
I thought that was fantastic.
It was really cute and it was really good. I really hope he's happy.
I wrote down that I like that Snape takes points from Gryffindor when Malfoy chickens out. Like even when one of the other houses screws up, Gryffindor loses points.
Well, I mean he is Snape's house, so yeah. Snape wouldn't do it.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's pretty funny.
Yeah. Oh, I wrote in here because is it too cheesy to make an OC AMV to a Harry Potter musical? Because I kind of want to now.
No, you could totally. I want to see you do AMVs, so I would. I would support
it
100%.
But it'd be an OC AMV, so
I would support it 100%.
You know,
I thought it was super funny when Voldemort went back to back with Bellatrix. Was really the way it was like set up and kind of led into it and
set
stuff.
Up really
and then
well.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny.
Oh, and then we get into the good. Okay, we get into some really good stuff. Okay, so we've got the medallion says that's dumb, so we're not going to do that.
Right. Yeah.
Which I love that line. I say that all the time.
Right. Nice. That's a good one. I didn't pull that one.
Like if anyone says something that I don't agree with, I'm like, yeah, the medallion says that's dumb, so we're not going to do that.
Right.
And then Molly Weasley, it's not Molly Weasley,
isn't it?
Someone goes, oops.
Oh.
Oh, never mind. Sorry. Ginny goes, ta-da, to Draco, and then I wrote, it's my son. But I thought it was Molly Weasley going, ta-da, it's my son.
Oh.
So it's just me confusing myself, me being a mom in my notes, and thinking I was actually Molly Weasley.
Yeah.
Which I am. I love Molly Weasley in this musical and in the books.
Yeah. Like,
Molly,
could you argue that this is all my fault? Yes.
Yes, you could. Yes, you could.
That's really good. We get the kiss, the Ron and Hermione kiss, which I thought was really great. And then that fires up Ron to give us a...
Let's go kill Voldemort!
Whoa! And then we've got, get your head in the game!
Get your head in the game.
Oh, my God.
Headphones, stop it.
Is it every time I talk about Zac Efron?
Maybe it is. Oh, that's the key. All right, we're back.
Okay,
all right, so I loved the poster face.
Yeah.
Was Zefron, like when they were doing the poster
face?
I thought it was clever that it was funny that it was the Horcrux. And that when they stuck their faces in the Zac Efron poster. I thought that was really good.
That was really good. That was really cool.
I was certainly entertained by that a lot. And then when Molly shows up.
I love Molly.
Deus Ex Machina.
You are my mom. You're my mom. Wookie, Wookie, Wookie.
I thought you were going to tuck in her shirt or make her do the dishes.
You killed her.
That was really funny.
I love Molly Weasley. She's very relatable. She's my mom and also me. Yeah, and then we get to watch Snape die, which I know is supposed to be sad. But
why do I have... I'll show you what you need to do.
Yeah. So Harry is cradling Snape in his arms while he dies, and he goes, I'll show you what I need to do.
No, that was super funny. So yeah, I'll show you what you need to do and die. That's what you need to do. You need to die. And no, that was super funny. I should have written more in my notes so that it reminded me what I was thinking about.
So good.
And then I've got another thing here. Oh yeah, this is fantastic. This is another definitely one of my favorites.
Oh.
I love you all.
All right, I'm gonna play that a little louder.
I love you all. Except you, Draco. I can't stand you.
Like that's awesome. And it almost sounds like he says, I can't stand you.
I can't stand you. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I can't stand you. But to have that moment in a serious movie would be awesome. Like, I just want you to know that, like, I love all of you. It's been an honor serving with you.
Except for you.
Putting that in my writing ideas folder. This is Presley's, like, just saying random names of people when she's doing her rants.
Karen.
Thanks a lot, Karen. Like, except you, Jeffrey. I can't stand you.
Yeah,
like,
those are definitely never real people that I know. Those are just names that come to my head.
Yeah. I think that's a good... I think you don't have a
gaydar, Rebecca.
That's a pretty good shtick for you. I think that works totally well.
Hell yeah.
Okay, what else got?
Oh. No, I know some people that will say things that are like, I just love the human race so much, except for Jeffrey. Screw Jeffrey. It's great.
This was the saddest line. Like, I just thought it might make me feel less empty inside.
Aww,
like, that was pretty hardcore. That was pretty hardcore. Poor guy.
I know.
They made me feel bad for Voldemort.
You'd think killing people makes them like you, but it doesn't. It just makes them dead.
I did. That was a good reaction for the audience for that one, too. I liked when Dumbledore is like, let me tell you some things you probably should have known all along.
I love that movie so much. It's so good. An icon.
Like this idea of, you know what? I probably should have told you this your freshman year. And your life would have been so much easier had I just come clean and let you know what was happening. But it wouldn't have been a very good book.
Dumbledore in this musical is a gay icon we truly deserved. And I'm very happy about it.
Oh, here's my last sound clip.
Oh, is it one I think it is?
Yeah, it is. It happened in that conversation with Ghost Dumbledore. When, if Dumbledore is all-knowing...
Can you tell me how Lost ends?
This is, like, before Lost ended. This came out before Lost ended.
Like, it puts it in the right, like, space. Like, even my powers are limited or something like that. Yeah. I can only see so far.
Just are unknowable or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, our audio's gone again. Whatever. Oh, it's back.
Yeah, it's coming and going.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, that was iconic. And, like, it sounds weird because that's also basically at the point of Lost where we are right now, I think is when this was done.
Yeah, like, I don't
roughly
have to look.
In this point, 2009.
Maybe in the bridge between
seasons.
Yeah. I think it was a little earlier in Lost, frankly, than where we are.
It might have been between season 5 and 6.
Yeah, or 4 and 5, maybe. We'll look and see. We'll figure it out.
Because it started in 2005.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember.
No, 2004.
I don't remember.
Don't know. I don't know anything. No, it started in 2004, I think. Anyway.
So, and then Rumble Roar shows
Rumble
up.
Rumble Roar!
It was fantastic. I love Rumble Roar. Oh, no, my God. I haven't even... I can't believe I totally spaced out and didn't talk about Crabbe and Goyle.
Oh, my God.
And how
God.
Awesome they were.
Icons.
Like, they were fantastic in this. And, yeah. I don't remember which is which, but Crabbe and or Goyle was really great in particular. So, kudos to you.
Kudos to you.
they were both fantastic. I forgot how much fun. I loved them.
We hate nerds and girls.
Well, why do I have Human Shield?
Oh, yeah. Why do I have this? Oh, by audio. It's because Voldemort goes, who will you use as a human shield next? And then Ron just sort of starts walking in.
Ron! Oh, sorry.
Me, though.
This is even even better because it's like I get to live it again because I don't know what my notes mean.
I don't know what anything means. Right, you got anything else that you don't know? It's real Ron Stan hours, my man.
No, that was actually my last note.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo, I got distracted by the ending, too, so I have nothing.
Yeah, I got kind of wrapped up in what was going on.
Then we've got the Quirrell Mart reunion, iconic, okay?
I got kind of wrapped up in the end of what was going on, and yeah.
Oh, yeah, and then Harry goes, I don't know, I didn't write this down. Well, all our teachers are dead, so Butterbeer's on me!
Yeah, you wanted to see them all, like, jump and freeze frame at the end of the thing.
Credits
like
just start rolling.
Credits roll. Like, that would have been kind of a perfect thing.
If only they could do that.
Yeah,
but I really like the slow motion jump that they did. Quirrell Mart did.
They were running. Yeah, sure.
That was so
sure.
good.
Yes, the running across the field to each other kind of thing.
Right. Yeah. Anyways, Hufflepuff are particularly good finders. I forgot I didn't talk about that.
And
this is literally a thing that people say all the time about Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuffs are particularly good finders.
What the hell's a Hufflepuff?
That was started by this musical, but it is listed constantly everywhere as a trait of Hufflepuffs. Like,
it took off
beyond this musical.
Nice.
And so people just accept that as a thing about Hufflepuffs.
Nice.
And then they see this musical and they're like, oh, yeah, that's a true. It was started by this musical.
Okay, I like that.
It's iconic.
Yeah, I'm all about that.
Hufflepuff!
So I loved this.
Me too.
I had a blast.
It's so good.
I had a blast watching
this. It's so funny.
I was laughing out loud. I was definitely, and the crowd was good.
Yeah.
It does tie in. Okay, so, you have last thoughts?
Gay.
Yeah. Was it gay?
Quirrell Mart. Gay.
Okay. All right. Sure. All right.
Draco. Bye. Ken and King.
No.
Everyone was bi. Everyone had a crush on Zac Efron. Canon King.
Oh, well, that's kind of true. Okay, so that ties into your next assignment. Because when we're talking about like the crowd getting super into it and like the crowd's excitement getting me more excited as I was watching it, even though it was in the thing. So in keeping with our sort of stage production and musical kind of theme that we've been doing for a long time now, especially with LGBT themes, you are going to, this weekend, we're going to watch Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Ooh.
And the next weekend, we're going to go to a midnight movie.
Ooh.
And you're going to see the audience participation at its, like, peak. Like, peak audience participation of just about anything is probably a good midnight show of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That sounds so fun.
And so, teasing the thing. So, Mommy grew up in Denton, Texas.
Yes.
And they talk about Denton in Rocky Horror. And there are several Dentons across the country. And so, everyone from a town named Denton thinks that Rocky Horror is about their town. It's
Denton.
Not about Denton, Texas.
Spoiler,
I do. But, yeah, we'll talk about it later. We'll save it for our Rocky Horror Picture Show podcast.
All I know about this is that one of my... I don't think he's trying to be relative. But, when I go to a family reunion in the bathroom of one of their houses, there's a Rocky Horror Picture Show poster, and that's all I know about this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You don't have to tell me that. Don't tell me now. tell me after. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So there's one thing. We'll tease just for a second because we got a second. The one thing I'm curious about, what you're going to think about the show, is that when it was made, the language that it uses, it has prominently featured both of the words transvestite and transsexual.
Okay, well.
So I'm going to give you fair warning, but it's more like
it's more like
a period in time. It's very celebratory. Very celebratory.
Okay.
To say the least.
It's not like
it's
used as a slur.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen this. You can't make fun of me.
No. It's very Hedwiggy in that thing. Yeah,
right.
I think
those were the only terms at the time, so.
Yeah. I just wanted to prepare you.
It's not like they were doing it on purpose. So.
All right, hey, since we're kind of wrapping up a little bit early here.
Oh, yeah, we totally are.
Because we could have an emails.
We don't?
No. Get on it, folks. Send us an email.
Oh, my God.
You gotta have emails about Rocky Horror.
Did not sound like you just said folks.
Like,
at all.
Like, come on. Like, you got to have comments. And we'll send out a tweet on Act Out Games about Rocky Horror to see, because I'm sure people have... I want to know what people's favorite experiences were. So what is your favorite experience at a Rocky Horror live show? And what is your favorite virgin ritual at a Rocky Horror picture show?
Because
that's one of the things that
I don't know.
I think about the most.
He's not telling me what the one is at the thing we're going to.
No,
I'm not prepared. I'm really worried about it.
No, you don't want to know.
Apparently, it's too bland.
Okay, are you ready? I'm going to do... Since we got a second, I've started a new soundboard where I'm pulling over some of my favorite clips that we've used so that I've got like a favorites soundboard. Okay? I want to plow through them real quick. Right. You can probably name them all. Okay, this one's really going to be loud.
It's from Japan!
It's so great.
Please don't correct me. It sickens me.
I don't know what that one's from. That's not from a thing we've done.
Yeah, we haven't done that one. That's actually from Mystery Men, which is really good. So that's just so I can say, Presley, I'm sick and tired of your attitude.
I felt very personal. I need to make it shorter.
This one.
Please don't correct me. It sickens me.
The person saying that is Arlo from Zero Effect.
Is it? Because I remember you showing me that clip, when I was watching it, I was like, oh yeah, it looks like the guy. And then
totally
when I was thinking back on it, I was like, it looks like Arlo from Zero Effect.
Right, how about this one? Wow.
Two bros chilling in the hot tub, 5 feet apart because they're not gay.
Okay.
Shot a kid.
Shot a kid.
That one's good to come back to.
Oh. What is it? Oh. Wait, what is that one from?
You know what that one's from?
What is that one from?
Think about it.
I'm thinking.
I'll give you one more time. That one's Grease.
It is? Yeah. Okay, I was thinking, oh yeah, it might be Grease.
John Travolta.
Wait, why is he going, huh?
Well, that's when they were like in the diner and she's like, oh, you, well, I don't know, she said something smart to him and he's like, oh, you think I care about what you think? Ha ha ha.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that just sounds like, it doesn't sound
like
he was
like faking it. He was doing a fake laugh.
I know, but it's a really weird fake laugh.
Yeah.
What boon?
No, what's a boon? I'm going to edit it. What's a boon?
Totally should be in your voice.
How about?
Wink.
Wink. I love him. I love you, Gary.
Amelie?
No!
No!
Did someone say Draco Malfoy?
So that's the one I'm pulling. That's the one I'm pulling from the show. Nice. Okay, just because my headphones are driving me nutty and I can't hear anything that I'm saying, but it looks like we're still recording and hopefully we still are, then I think we're gonna call this a wrap.
Nice.
This was a lot of fun.
It was.
Thank you again, Presley. This was a lot of fun. I enjoyed this show a lot. I'm looking forward to watching more of the Star Kids stuff.
Yes.
I think as another teaser, there's going to be a little bit potentially of a format change on Validate Me in the not too distant future.
We're going to disrespect the format to make a new format.
We're going to respect the new format.
Yeah, we're going to respect the new format.
But yeah, so there's some changes afoot, but they're not quite here yet. So we're going to watch Rocky Horror first, and then maybe you have another assignment for me, and then we'll change the format.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
We'll see.
Gonna make it a good one.
I don't know what we're going to do. Okay.
Who knows?
Cool. So that's really all we got going out of this one, I think.
Yeah, it's not one that we can talk about a lot because it's like watching it is the experience, not talking about it.
Yeah, I wonder how Rocky Horror is going to be in that aspect too. Actually, frankly, but we'll see how it goes. Like this was.
You can't pull sound clips from the.
I can pull from the movie.
Yeah, but you can't go to the.
We'll probably shoot a little bit of the live experience, and then we can maybe drop some stuff in from some of the call and response thing, so that people kind of have an idea. It'll be curious to hear what you have to say about the experience.
Because
I'm not telling Presley anything about it.
Like, she knows that
there is audience participation,
terrified.
But she doesn't know what it is, and so it'll be really interesting to hear what she thinks about it as we go into it.
Do I have to go up on stage?
You do not have to go up on stage.
Okay.
I'll tell you that. This is the virgin ceremony at this particular performance. You do not have to go up on stage.
Cool.
Yeah. So you're going to be okay. Sweet.
Rad.
All right. So we will see you guys
probably. Watch Dan Howell's video on audience participation. It sums up my feelings about it perfectly.
Okay. Well, go watch that then.
That's my assignment for you.
We will be back in 2 weeks probably with Rocky Horror Picture Show. And until then.